order of business of Senator Ross, are you ready with respect to the concurrence on Senate File 41, State-Funded Capital Construction?
I am, Mr. President.
Would the reading clerk please read in the message?
Message number 238, referencing Senate File 41, State-Funded Capital Construction.
Senator Ross.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move message number 328 in reference to Senate File 41, State-Funded Capital Construction, concurrence request, and ask the body to vote aye. Members of the Senate,
238.
Message number 238 in reference to Senate File 41. I move the concurrence request, and I ask the body to vote aye. Members of the Senate, I had passed out to you a sheet that shows you what the amendments of the House did, and I'd like to walk you through those amendments. The first amendment is the Standing Committee Amendment, Division 1, which adds the LCCC Ludden Library and $5 million in private funds funding authorization. It further removes Romanet number 4, which was the Scott Amendment, which appears on page 12 of the bill, which had language as presented by the good tall senator from Natrona County with regards to conditions for expending shall not be expended for level 3 planning without and design without approval of the State Building Commission, subject to the following, which was paragraphs A and B. Removed that. It next made House Committee of the Whole Amendment number 1 makes technical corrections. I forgot to also tell you that the Standing Committee Amendment added language that prohibits the use of interfund loans that's in the bill for purposes of mineral impacted roads and the capital restoration project. House Second Reading Amendment number 2 modifies the language in sections 7, 8, and 9 to change the 1% severance tax, which is that diversion, and which was used to back up these projects, and now uses the legislative stabilization reserve as a backup and sets a limit of interfund borrowing at $150 million. House Amendment number Third Reading Amendment number 4 adds a footnote, number 8, to the Ludden Library to specify that the college must raise and expend one-half of other funds prior of other funds appropriation prior to the release of funds appropriated in Section 7, which is 2017 conditional appropriations, and that the costs in excess of $5 million be borne by the college. And House Third Reading Amendment amends House Third Reading Amendment number 7 amends the Standing Committee Amendment Division 1 and adds language to prohibit the use of interfund loans for the purpose of the Ludden Library, and then makes further technical corrections. So in essence, the two major components of this is that the Ludden Library was moved in, and on pages, I'd have to go back here just a sec, on pages 6, moves it up on line 14 for $5 million of private funds, and then when you get into the other areas, 17 and 18, moves the Ludden Library up above, right under the state facilities construction, and then moves everything down, and at the bottom, of course, is the capital. Now, that is acceptable. As you know, of course, the capital is a big deal to me, but The capital is already backed up by the SPRAW, and so that's already covered. And that, in essence, is their amendments. I urge you to concur. The 1% will stay in the account and will be there for further use at a later date. So it's two different ways of the utilization of the 1% versus the LSRA. Their preference was the LSRA. It's six of one, half a dozen another. The money's still there. So we'll build up the 1% statutory diversion account money as that comes in. I ask you to vote aye.
Discussions on the amendment. Senator Scott.
Mr. President, I've got a question and a statement. My question is on the library at LCCC. Is there any state money in that library, or is it all private?
Senator Ross.
Yes, Mr. President, there's actually $2.5 million in state money. That you'll see that on page 19.
Senator Scott.
Mr. President, I'm going to vote no on this. I'm going to explain why. It does look like this was a little pork barrel thing. If it had been strictly private, it would have been a good idea, but it doesn't sound like it is. Are we now all going to be rushing to get our own projects for our own colleges, because that's the way we do things? So I have a little worry about the precedent that we're setting here, and we've had continual trouble in the community colleges in this area. So I'm concerned about that, Mr. President. And the amendment that got deleted was the one that said, take a look before you go to the stage three, that you got enough money to complete those sensible set of those projects so they'll work if we can't do the rest of them for a while. I think that was a mistake. And so for both those reasons, I'd urge the Senate to vote no.
Senator Case.
Mr. President, I really like libraries, and I'd like to hear a little bit more history about this. For example, did this come up in appropriations in any way before? Is this a brand new library that I didn't know about? I'm leaning towards voting no.
Further discussion before the sponsor or the movement takes his last shot? Senator Burns.
Mr. President, I'm just curious on the use of, or the prohibition of the use of interfund loans. It doesn't affect the Capitol Building Restoration Project. What about the mineral-impacted roads?
Senator Ross.
Response to the last question, it does affect. There's a prohibition for use of interfund loans on mineral impacted roads and the Capitol and the Ludden Library. With regard to the Ludden Library, there was some discussion in Appropriations Committee, and I'm struggling to, maybe somebody else can remember, but there was an attempt at that point in time to add that in. It did not occur. However, my recollection that the Ludden Library had been up in a higher level, but then as we came into this session with the way things were, that was not included. The Ludden Library, though, is an important thing for LCCC there, and they have a donor who is willing to step up to the plate for about $5 million to move this thing forward. So
it's an expansion and rehab.
Yeah, it's an expansion of the library and a rehab of the library. It's an important component of the LCCC, and I'd urge you to stay with the recommendation to vote aye.
Senator Hicks.
Question. So on the Ludden Library, if there was $2,500 or $25 million of general fund money that came out of there, the way Senate File 41 is set up, it had to be offset someplace else. So where did that $2.5 million come from? Where did that money come out of this Senate File 41 to pay for that?
Senator Ross.
Comes out of LISRA. But it's now funded. It was SIPA, and now it's funded with pursuant to this by LISRA.
Why don't you check to see? I think it's a SIPA payment, which is guaranteed by LISRA, but I don't think you used all the SIPA dollars. Senator Perkins.
Thank you. Mr. President, just what you said is exactly right. The way this is set up is that you've got, again, you go back, if there's more than 5% that comes in on the permanent trust fund, what's above 2.5%, 1.25% of that goes to the LSRA, 1.25% of that goes to SIPA. So if you look at the total amount that you've got that would be eligible for SIPA in the next biennium, you've got up to 1.25% of the 2.5. So you have half of the excess over 2.5% in the criminal trust fund would go into SIPA and would fully fund. So when the way that the bill was, we did not use up all of everything that was. We didn't allocate everything that's anticipated to go in SIPA if you have a full 2.5% to get the full 5% from the permanent trust fund. So what you had, what the backup or what this guarantee is, that when it left this house, Mr. President, it was backed up by the 1% severance tax account that we put together.
Right.
What this amendment does is simply change that backup in case SIPA doesn't come all the way in. You don't realize that 5% so that SIPA is not fully funded. The guarantee then would back up against the LSRA instead of the 1% severance tax. So again, what happens is if over the course of the next biennium we're able to achieve investment gains of at least 5%, then SIPA will be fully funded and there won't be any call on the LISRA to fund these things.
Senator Hicks.
$5 million hasn't been profiled in the goldenrod yet, is that correct?
Senator Perkins.
And it wouldn't show up in that yet. We had this discussion yesterday, if you remember, you have to have these investment gains and earnings in the next biennium, they don't appear. If you go and look at the SIPA on the goldenrod, the SIPA right now is at zero, and you would never know that until the end of the until June 30th or July 1st of 2017 would be the first time you would know if there's a tip over or there's sufficient funds and that sweep would happen into SIPA at that point in time. So those happen at the end of each fiscal year. So they would not appear in the goldenrod at this point.
You might explain that the guarantee is a flag.
Right. Thank you, Mr. President. What you have is it will appear as a flag on the goldenrod. If you look down these footnotes and stuff, it will appear as a flag, so it will show that there is an incumbent. So it's not profiled, but it is flagged on the goldenrod, so that everybody will know that it's there.
Further discussion? Further discussion. The motion is that the Senate do concur with the House amendments to Senate File 41 as reflected in message number 238, and you've been asked to vote aye. Roll call.
Anderson?
No.
No. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
No.
Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
No.
No. Christensen?
Aye.
Aye. Coe?
Aye.
Aye. Cooper?
Aye.
Aye. Kraft?
No.
Dockstetter?
No.
No. Driscoll?
No.
No. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Escobel?
Aye.
Aye. Geis?
No.
No. Hastert? No. Hicks?
No.
No. Johnson?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
No.
No. Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
No.
No. Ross?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
No.
No. Scott?
No.
No. Von Platern?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Nicholas?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote? Closing. Aye. Vote closed. 17 aye, 13 no.
By your vote, you have concurred with the House amendments to Senate File 41 as reflected in Message 238. Senator Ross, are you ready with respect to Senate File 40? Would the reading clerk please read in the amendment?
Message number 203, referencing Senate File 40, Abandoned Mine Land Funds.
Senator Ross.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move message number 203, concurrence request in reference to Senate File 40, Abandoned Mine Land Funds, and ask the body to vote no. Members of the Senate, the amendments as proposed by in the House. The first one deals with the extension of the University of Wyoming Reclamation and Restoration Challenge Account. That basically is already been there's money already been previously appropriated. They believe that that there will be funds that they can get for this challenge program. And so, in essence, what they did is extend out the date for reversions to 2022. What, and that's not a bad amendment, but what is a bad amendment is the amendments that begin on the halfway down on page 2 of the concurrence request, which is to, in essence, appropriate money out of the reclamation funds and the unencumbered funds, AML dollars, to the Bitter Creek Restoration Project near Rock Springs, Wyoming. Appropriate 2.9 out of reclamation dollars that are already set up and are at least prioritized by DEQ. And then in the other portion of that $164.7 million takes $4.2 million of those prior balance dollars and utilizes them for the Bitter Creek project. Members of the Senate, this was an issue that was discussed in appropriations. And, in fact, we're advised by staff that there was a statute that conflicts with that, and I'd urge you to take a look at 3511-1202-AI that limits those funds for reclamation of land and water resources which were mined for coal or minerals affected by coal, other mining processes. It is highly questionable whether or not the Bitter Creek is at all related and is part of a coal mining or mineral mining for reclamation. So I ask you to vote no on the conference committee report. We'll go back and see what we can do with the House concerning the addition of this project into the Abandoned Mine Land Funds bill.
Discussion? President. Senator Meyer.
President. You know, folks, I don't know whether that last argument holds a lot of water because from the standpoint, this is reclamation. It may not be a coal mine, but it is reclamation. It's attached to, I believe, some mining activity. I'm not 100% sure on that. But I know that we've washed and laundered AML funds to build practically anything. So I just don't know whether that one holds water, Mr. President.
Senator Cooper?
Mr. President,
I assume it's on.
Good. Okay, Mr. President, this area where the Bitter Creek is in the Rock Springs area is actually is an area that probably has the longest or oldest continuous mining in the entire state of Wyoming, and that is coal mining. The one thing about this creek is you have to know is this creek was diverted years ago, probably 100 years ago, for the very reason for mining coal. It was diverted to keep the water away from the mining entrances where they mined the coal. And over the years, the mining industry there had pretty well polluted this creek with drainage from the coal mines and other seepage and other things that came directly out of the mining operations there. So it has a direct connection with coal mining and mining, this creek and all of its issues that it has today. They absolutely diverted this thing, which caused all kinds of problems for the city of Rock Springs over the years, like flooding, because of the way they diverted the creek. So you have to know that this does have a direct connection. This is one of the reasons that we use this money, AML money, why it was set aside for very projects just like this. This is, in fact, a reclamation project to try to restore this creek that was hindered and was polluted by the mining operation itself. It was diverted, changed channels. It ate away the banks of some of the area there and did many terrible things to the area in which they diverted this creek years ago. So I'd ask you to concur with the House on this so that this money can be used where it's supposed to be used and not on some other project that has nothing to do with mining. This does, in fact, have a direct relationship to the coal mining. Thank you.
Senator Hastert.
Thank you, Mr. President. And to kind of go along with my good colleague from the Kemmer area, that, in fact, that is true that, that the Bitter Creek was diverted around 1924, and I know that some of the concern was the different mine shafts, one shaft, two shaft, and three. And one shaft was completed in the early 1900s. Now, remember, this whole thing started in the late 1800s, early 1900s, and, that was diverted around 1924. But mining in that area didn't end until 1940, and so my good colleague is absolutely correct that the Bitter Creek was actually diverted to enable mining in Sweetwater County in those areas. And there was some confusion between what was considered, I guess UP coal and the actual railroad, so by the same name. So, when it was first looked at, and there's documentation that proves that, it was diverted to prevent the flooding of the mines, that continued on for at least another 30 years. So I would encourage you to support the amendment.
Senator, Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. President. Just a couple things for the body to consider, Mr. President, and if you've been over to Rock Springs and you look at Bitter Creek, because the reason it's called Bitter Creek, and certainly there's the arguments made by my colleagues are valid in terms of trying to do something with that. I would submit to you that there are a lot of communities that have similar situations, but rather than getting into discussion of if that has warrant, now let's talk about where they get the money, and that's the biggest problem that I have, Mr. President, with this. And if you look at the amendment on page 2 on line 22, where they take the $76,500,000, Mr. President, that's in lieu of money. There are two types of money, in lieu of money and the prior balance. The in lieu of money is tied to our statutes that have come from SMACRA that said you shall use that only for coal-related. Now, I'm not going to debate with you whether that was related to the coal mines, why they moved the creek, or whether that was related to the railroad. I'm telling you that the Department of Environmental Quality has at this point made a decision that it's not coal-related. And that's a further exacerbated by the fact that we are undergoing an audit by the feds to look at the entire SMACRA for those certified states, of which Wyoming is a certified state. So, Mr. President, my concern is that you jeopardize our AML funds by the method and where they're taking this from, because it's the in lieu of funds. Clearly, our statute says it shall be coal-related, and therefore you risk the entire situation and our prior balance funds. If it was coming from prior balance fund, at least that argument would not be there, but it's not. So I would ask you to not concur.
Senator Kraft.
Thank you so much, Mr. President. And I don't really want to belabor the point, and I certainly don't want to stand up here and argue about whether it is mining-related or it isn't. I think my good colleagues from Sweetwater County have presented quite well that it is indeed related to historic coal mining, which is the purpose of the AML reclamation funds initially, is historic coal mining, which is exactly what this is. If it's taken out of the wrong place, and there's another place that we should take it out of, if it should have been out of prior balances, then maybe that's something we can look at and put it in a different spot. I don't want to jeopardize funding any more than you do. I will tell you that the reason the amendment was even brought by the House was that the Bitter Creek project was given some money by the legislature in 2008 to begin phase one of this project. They were able to do the design on phase one. They've done 25% of 2, 3, and 4. It's all reclamation. There's no beautification. There's nothing like that in this. They have consistently come with amazing amounts of documentation about the relationship to the Bitter Creek and coal mining. I have most of it here if any of you want to take a look at it. So I think it's just the idea of how can we move this project forward. If there are better places from which the money could be taken, then that's fine. But I would urge consideration of a project that was begun many years ago and has yet to be completed. Thank you.
Further discussion, Senator Burns.
Mr. President, I'm not aware of this project at all. We may have given some money to it 8 years ago. But I've got a few questions about it. One being, if this is from coal mining going back more than 100 years, then this is from coal mining from before the AML funds were put in. They'd have to be, because the AML funds have only been there for maybe 40 years. The other question I have is there's going to be almost $3 million for segments 2, 3, and 4, and $4.2 million for segment 1. So my next question is, how many segments are there? How much longer is this going to go on before it's actually done? This body knows nothing about this project. And then the last question I have would be, I guess it's two questions. One is, what is the damage that it's doing? You've got embankments that are crumbling on the creek. Well, banks crumble on creeks everywhere. What is this affecting? And why aren't we going through the regular EPA process, I'm sorry, DEQ process on this? Why is this jumping to the front of the line?
Thank you, Mr. President. I will tell you that both the senator from Fremont County is correct. These are annuity payments that they're taking the money from, which is supposed to be used for reclamation of mining. The argument is that the date AML goes back to, I think, 1922. Whatever was done, damages that have been recognized because of mining impacts, not so much coal, but mining impacts, definitely are qualified to spend the annuity payments on. So it can go back that far. I think it's 1924. But one of the issues is, one of the unsettled issues is whether this was mining related or not. Having seen the historical evidence presented by the people that moved this amendment, I would say it was. But apparently our DEQ has not agreed with my assumption. So that is something I wish they had settled prior to this moment, but it's a really what these funds are intended to use, to be used for. So with that thought in mind, I think it's a good project.
Senator Wasserberger.
Well, thank you, Mr. President, on and against concurrence, and a good senator from Fremont County talking about SMACRA and in-lieu reclamation projects. He is absolutely right. But one of the things that when we were working with DEQ on this is they were estimating that with the $76 million for 2 years each, that somewhere around 2018 they would be completed with the reclamation projects that they have. And if that's the case, then this would be in order for that. So I would suggest that we vote no, we go across the hall, we talk about it. Thank you.
Further discussion? The question, the motion is that the Senate do concur with the House amendments to Senate File 40, Abandoned Mine Land Funds, subject of message number 203, and you've been asked to vote no. Roll call.
Anderson?
Yes.
Anderson, aye. Barnard?
No.
No. Bebout?
No.
No. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
No.
No. Case?
No.
No. Christensen?
Aye.
Aye. Coe?
No.
No. Cooper?
Aye.
Aye. Kraft?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter?
No.
No. Driscoll?
No.
No. Emmerich?
No.
Esquivel?
No.
No. Geis?
No.
No. Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Johnson?
No.
No. Kinski?
No.
No. Landon?
No.
No. Meyer?
Aye.
Aye. Pappas?
No.
No. Perkins?
No.
No. Peterson?
No.
No. Ross?
No.
No. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott? Aye. Baumplater?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
No.
No. President Nicholas?
No.
No. Christensen, aye to no. Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 10 aye, 20 no.
By your vote, you have failed to concur with the House amendments to Senate File. Pardon me? Would the Chief Clerk please repeat the final vote on the concurrence?
10 aye, 20 no.
By your vote, you have failed to concur with the House amendments to Senate File 40, Abandoned Mine Land Funds. Could I have the vote sheet, please, or a copy of it? Senator Meyer, are you ready with respect to the Senate file number 9?
Yes, Mr. President.
Would the reading clerk please read in the message?
Message number 237, referencing Senate File 9, Railroad Quiet Zones.
Senator Meyer.
Mr. President, thank you. I move concurrence on message 237, being original Senate File 9, Railroad Quiet Zones. Mr. President, I wasn't planning on going to the barber till after session, but I got a haircut on this one, Mr. President. the House and the good representatives over there decided that even though we took a $1.1 million haircut here to cut it another $500,000, and it brings it down to the program of $1.1 million. Mr. President, I think we can get started at this number. We'll see if any communities drop out. The original figure was based on some of the higher costs. Some of these folks might elect to go with a lower cost option if it's available. So, folks, I would ask that we do concur, and it'll save the state $500,000. But we'll get what we wanted to try to get going, and that's the railroad quiet zones for some of the communities that that still want to sleep at night, Mr. President.
Further discussion on the concurrence request. The motion is that the Senate do concur with the House amendments to Senate File Number 9, Railroad Quiet Zones, which is the subject of message number 237, and you've been asked reluctantly to vote yes. Roll call.
Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Case? No. Christensen?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Aye. Cooper?
Aye.
Aye. Kraft?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Escobel?
Aye.
Aye. Geis?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Johnson?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Meyer?
Aye.
Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Ross?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Plater?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Nicholas?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 29 aye, 1 no.
By your vote, you have concurred with the House amendments to Senate File 9, Railroad Quiet Zones, the subject of message number 237. We have some joint conference committee reports. Let's read the messages from the House first.
Messages from the House of Representatives, March 1, 2016. Message number 235, concurrence requested. Mr. President, the Senate File 32, Alternative School Accountability, passed on third reading in an amended form by the vote indicated. Ayes 39, noes 20, excused 1. Message number 237, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate File 9, Railroad Quiet Zones, passed on third reading in an amended form by the vote indicated, ayes 48, noes 11, excused 1. Message number 238, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate File 41, State-Funded Capital Construction, passed on third reading in an amended form by the vote indicated, ayes 35, noes 24, excused 1. Message number 236, third reading passed. Mr. President, Senate File 43, Workforce Investment Act Statutory Reference Amendments, passed the House on third reading by the vote indicated, ayes 59, excused 1. Mr. President, third reading passed. The Senate File 63, Economic Development Programs Revisions, passed the House on third reading by the vote indicated, ayes 44, noes 15, excused 1. Concurrence failed messages. Message number 240. Mr. President, House Bill number 49, Abandoned Vehicles 2, The House failed to concur on the Senate amendments by the vote indicated, noes 59, excused 1. Mr. President, the House failed to concur on Senate amendments to House Bill Number 51, Local Government Distributions, Noes 57, Excused 3. Concurrence passed messages. Message number 241, concurrence passed. Mr. President, the House did concur on Senate amendments to House Bill 75, Professional Licensure Boards. Ayes 59, excused 1. Mr. President, the House did concur on the Senate amendments to House Bill Number 85, Medical Education Funding. Ayes 58, noes 1, excused 1. Mr. President, the House did concur on Senate amendments to House Bill Number 107, Uniform Real Property Electronic Recording Act, by the vote indicated, ayes 59, excused 1. Conferees appointed. Message number 244, Mr. President, the Speaker appointed House conferees to meet with the Light Committee Number 1 from the Senate on amendments to House Bill 21. The House conferees are Representative Miller, Chairman, Representative Madden, and Representative Dan Zwanitzer. The House requests the Senate appoint a conference committee number 1 to meet with a light committee to report recommended amendments to the bill for final consideration by both houses. Conferees appointed, Joint Conference Committee Number 1. Mr. President, the Speaker appointed House conferees to meet with a Light Committee Number 1 from the Senate on amendments to House Bill 49. The House conferees are Representative Blake, Chairman, Representative Jennings, Representatives David Zwanitzer. The House requests the Senate appoint a Conference Committee Number 1 to meet with Light Committee from the House to report recommended amendments to the bill for final consideration by both houses. Message number 247, conferees appointed, Joint Conference Committee Number 1. Mr. President, the Speaker appointed House conferees to meet with a Light Committee Number 1 from the Senate on amendments to House Bill 51. The House conferees are Representative Harshman, Chairman, Representative Greer, Representative Madden. The House requests like Senate appoint a Conference Committee Number 1 to meet with a light committee from the House to report recommended amendments to the bill for final consideration by both houses. Message number 248, conferees appointed, Joint Conference Committee Number 1. Mr. President, the Speaker appointed House conferees to meet with a light committee Number 1 from the Senate on amendments to Senate File 37. The House conferees are Representative Zwanitzer Dan, Chairman, Representative Stubson, Representative Wilson. Signed, Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk.
The Conference Committee for House Bill 51, Local Government Distributions, is Ross, Chairman, Perkins, and Bebout. The Conference Committee for Senate File 40, Abandoned Mine Land Funds, is Ross, Chairman, Bebout, Barnard. U.S. and Joint Conference Committee reports. Senator Boner, are you ready with respect to the Joint Conference Committee report for Senate File 42?
Yes, Mr. President. I move Joint Conference Committee.
We've got to read it in first.
Oh, sorry.
Joint Conference Committee Number 1 report, Senate File 42, Occupational Therapy Practice Act, reference House Message Number 202, signed by Representatives Dan Zwanitzer, Blackburn, and Kasparik, Senators Boner, Case, and Scott.
Senator Boner.
Hey, thank you, Mr. President. I move Joint Conference Committee report to Senate File 42, Occupational Therapy Practice Act, and ask for the Senate to vote aye. You'll see what we did here on page 7 of the engrossed bill. We went in and modified the definition section, or basically describing what it would take for somebody licensed under this act to have their license removed due to a substance abuse issue. We had two references, one to the substances themselves, what qualifies as those substances are being abused, and also you'll see in the gross version the actual behavior itself. So we went in and added both to make sure that we're covered adequately, and assuming that this would be litigated at some point, we want to give the board as much and as broad a power as possible to make sure that we're covered there. So that's the amendment. It was a very to the point meeting to make sure we came to a proper compromise. With that, I'll certainly entertain any questions, and if I see none, call for the question.
Any further discussions or questions? If not, the motion is that the Senate do concur with Joint Conference Committee report to Senate File 42, Occupational Therapy Practice Act, as reflected in message number 202. And you've been asked to vote aye. Roll call.
Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Christensen?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
Kraft?
Aye.
Dockstader?
Aye.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Emmerich?
Aye.
Escobel?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hicks?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Kinski?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Meyer?
Aye.
Pappas?
Aye.
Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Ross?
Aye.
Rothfuss?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Fladern?
Aye.
Wasserberger?
Aye.
President Nicholas?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote? Closing vote closed. 30 aye.
By your vote, you have voted to concur with Joint Conference Committee report to Senate File 42, as reflected in House Message Number 202. I have one more Joint Conference Committee report. You want to hold off? Senator Bebout.
Thank you, Mr. President. Privilege of the floor.
You may.
Yeah, members of the Senate, we're trying to get a couple of these bills taken care of tonight. If we don't get them done tonight, there's a chance we could be here till Monday, which is not anything that I'm very enthused about. So if you'll bear with us, and Mr. President, if you'll excuse your one conference committee on 51, we're going to try to go meet and see if we can get that one done, and then we'll also try on 40. But that's the plan. We may stay a little late tonight, but I think that's probably worth it rather than having to sit here. Actually, the 3 days would end Saturday night at midnight, so that throws you into Monday, which is just probably a pretty bad idea. So, Mr. President, if you'd excuse that conference committee, we'll go see if we can gather the House up and start on House Bill 51.
So the following folks are excused: Ross, Perkins, Bebout, and Barnard. They'll be prepared. You want to be prepared to do 42?
Not yet.
And Perkins.
Not yet.
On 51 is Ross, Perkins, Bebout. And then on 40, it's Ross, Bebout, and Barnard. So I think you ought to be prepared to talk about all of them.
Okay.
But they have not reported the committee out on 40 yet, but they may have. Okay. You'll come back and get them if you need them. All right. So those three folks are excused.
Yeah, let's go.
I have to go now.
And we have the next item is a Joint Conference Committee report. Senator Case, are you ready with respect to Senate File 36?
Yes, Mr. President, but I'll have to do it without my lawyers.
Uh-oh.
No problem, Mr. President.
No problem. With the Mr. Would the reading clerk please read in the message? Number 193.
Joint Conference Committee Number 1 report on Senate File 36, LLC Member and Manager Liability, reference House Message Number 193. signed by Representatives Stubson, Greer, and Walters, and Senators Case, Perkins, and Ross.
Senator Case.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would move the Joint Conference Committee report referencing House Message 193, Senate File 36, and ask that everybody vote aye. Mr. President, we kind of massaged what the good Senate did in the Conference Committee report and kind of cleared up some misunderstandings between the two and came up with a really good compromise. And I mean that sincerely. Mr. President, if you refer to our engrossed bill, then the clause that our good friends down the hall removed and put into the list of intrinsic factors was on line 18, continuing on to 19 of your engrossed bill. That was a clause that said it was a sentence that ended with the word company, comma, and the clause began, including a limited liability company with a single member or manager. And if you recall, Mr. President, what our good friends did was decide that they put that down as a list. But that was supposed to be a list of intrinsic factors to the issue of limited liability company, Mr. President. And I tried to argue at the meeting when they did that whether a limited liability company has a single member, that's not an intrinsic factor. It can either have a single member or multiple members. So, Mr. President, when we sat down and discussed that, the light went off, and they agreed that we could massage a little bit. So we left that clause removed and exchanged it with a new clause now that's more inclusive. So the whole thing will read, I'm going to read Section D, in an analysis conducted under subsection C of this section, a court shall not consider factors intrinsic to the character and operation of a limited liability company, whether, this is new language, a single or multi-member limited liability company, period. And then it goes on, factors intrinsic to the character and operation of a limited liability company include, but are limited to, and then we begin that list. And no longer in that list is what our good friends had done when they made their mistake and put that it was a single member. We did, however, tweak that list slightly, and I think it's a very good tweak, because the first thing on that list of intrinsic factors, we had left it as treatment as a disregarded or pass-through entity for tax purposes. The problem is, Mr. President, we might have been moving just a little bit too fast, because that's not necessarily intrinsic. Whether you ask to be a pass-through, you can be a pass-through entity or not. There are other ways that you can handle your taxes. You can do a sub-X, for example. So, but what is intrinsic is that you have the ability to elect treatment as a pass-through entity. So that's the subject of the change, Mr. President, and it makes all of the factors that we list intrinsic. And the first one now reads, the ability to elect treatment as a disregarded or pass-through entity for tax purposes. As you can see by looking at the report, we were overwhelmed with legal counsel, some of the best and brightest. I just say some, Mr. President. Did you notice that? From both houses. And they all signed it. And it was unanimous. Everybody thinks it's a good change. Mr. President, I ask for favorable consideration.
Discussion. The motion is the Senate do concur with Senate file to the House or to the Joint Conference Committee report on Senate file 36. That's referenced in House message number 193, and you've been asked to vote aye. Roll call.
Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Bebout?
Excused.
Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
Aye. Kraft?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Escobel?
Aye.
Aye. Geis?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
Excused.
Excused. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Johnson?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Meyer?
Aye.
Aye. Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
Excused.
Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Ross?
Excused.
Excused. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Bonfladern?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Nicholas?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 26 aye, 4 excused.
By your vote, you have concurred with the Joint Conference Committee report on Senate File 36, LLC member and manager liability. Court that order of business of signing enrolled acts. Signing enrolled acts. Enrolled Act number 29, Senate Enrolled Act.
Senate Enrolled Act number 29 being original Senate file number 41, an act relating to state-funded facilities.
I'm about ready to sign Senate Enrolled Act number 29 being original Senate file number 41. So signed. House Enrolled Act number 21.
House Enrolled Act number 21 being original House Bill 8, an act relating to taxation and revenue.
I'm about ready to sign House Enrolled Act number 21 being original House Bill number 8. So sign. House Enrolled Act number 22.
House Enrolled Act number 22 being original House Bill 43, an act relating to concealed weapons.
I'm about ready to sign House Enrolled Act number 22 being original House Bill number 43. I so signed. That's been done.
It's been done?
Yes, it's been done. Here, I'll give you the numbers. Hold on. Here you go. Message should have been sent. Thank you. I signed House Enrolled Act number 22, which was original House Bill number 43. House Enrolled Act number 23.
House Enrolled Act number 23 being original House Bill 11, an act relating to the legislature.
I'm about ready to sign House Enrolled Act number 23 being original House Bill number 11. So signed. House Enrolled Act number 24.
House Enrolled Act number 24 being original House Bill 57, an act relating to public welfare.
I'm about ready to sign House Enrolled Act number 24 being original House Bill number 57. So signed. House Enrolled Act number 25.
House Enrolled Act number 25 being original House Bill 13, an act relating to public records.
I'm about ready to sign House Enrolled Act number 25 being original House Bill number 13. So signed. House Enrolled Act number 26.
House Enrolled Act number 26 being original House Bill 27, an act relating to the legislature.
I'm about ready to sign House Enrolled Act number 26 being original House Bill number 27. So signed. House Enrolled Act Number 27.
House Enrolled Act Number 27, being original House Bill Number 76, an act relating to public health and safety.
I'm about ready to sign House Enrolled Act Number 27, being original House Bill Number 76. I've so signed. House Enrolled Act Number 28.
House Enrolled Act Number 28, being original House Bill 30, an act relating to the general revision of laws.
I'm about ready to sign House Enrolled Act Number 28, being original House Bill Number 30. I've so signed. House Enrolled Act Number 29.
House Enrolled Act Number 29, being original House Bill 80, an act relating to the Wyoming Community College Commission.
I'm about ready to sign House Enrolled Act Number 29, being original House Bill Number 80. I've so signed. House Enrolled Act Number 30.
House Enrolled Act Number 30, being original House Bill 84, an act relating to local licenses.
I'm about ready to sign House Enrolled Act Number 30, being original House Bill Number 84. So signed. House Enrolled Act Number 31.
House Enrolled Act Number 31, being original House Bill 36, an act relating to livestock dealers.
I'm about ready to sign House Enrolled Act Number 31, being original House Bill Number 36. So signed. House Enrolled Act Number 32.
House Enrolled Act Number 32, being original House Bill 41, an act relating to water development projects.
I'm about ready to sign House Enrolled Act Number 32, being original House Bill Number 41. I've so signed. House Enrolled Act Number 34.
House Enrolled Act Number 33.
Oh, let me give you. Sorry. So I give you 34.
Apologies. I have 34.
Okay.
House Enrolled Act Number 34, being original House Bill Number 130, an act relating to juvenile detention.
I'm about ready to sign House Enrolled Act Number 34, being original House Bill Number 130. So signed. House Enrolled Act Number 33.
House Enrolled Act Number 33, being original House Bill Number 87, an act relating to school finance.
I'm about ready to sign House Enrolled Act Number 33, being original House Bill Number 87. So signed. House Enrolled Act Number 35.
House Enrolled Act Number 35, being original House Bill 137, an act relating to controlled substances.
I'm about ready to sign House Enrolled Act Number 35, being original House Bill Number 137. I've so signed.
Does that clear the desk?
Mr. Minority Floor Leader, that clears the desk for now. We've got to wait till the sound of the gavel. Oh, hold on. We got another. Hold on. We got something more. We have two additional enrolled acts. Enrolled Act number 30, Senate.
Senate Enrolled Act number 30, being original Senate file number 63. An act relating to economic development.
I'm about ready to sign Senate Enrolled Act number 30, being original Senate file number 63. So sign. Senate Enrolled Act number 31.
Senate Enrolled Act number 31, being original Senate file number 43, an act relating to the authority of the Department of Workforce Services.
I'm about ready to sign Senate Enrolled Act number 31, being original Senate file number 43. I've so signed. Does that clear the desk? Mr. Minority Floor Leader, that clears the desk till the sound of the gavel, if you'd make the motion.
Thank you, Mr.
President. Let me give you a microphone.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate stand at ease until the sound of the gavel.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The motion has been adopted. The Senate shall stand at ease until the sound of the gavel, which will be the completion of the report and a couple more enrolled acts.